Hi, this is Ashley.
And this is Andrea.
And today we're going to talk about inquiry and constructivism.
And problem solving. What was it?
And web quests.
Problem-based solving and web quests.
Inquiry is defined as our knowledge, seeking information by questioning. And an advantage to inquiry is students construct their own knowledge, and a disadvantage is the instructor in the classroom gives up some control. Constructivism is a theory of knowledge that argues that humans generate knowledge and meaning from an interaction between their experiences and their ideas. An advantage to this strategy, is it is driven by the student, and the teacher is a guide, coach, or facilitator throughout this. A disadvantage to this is lots of pre-planning time and different types of thinking are used.
Problem-based learning is student-centered and it involves authentic problem-solving of real-world tasks. Teachers and students work together as co-learners rather than the traditional teacher and student roles. It also fosters collaboration among students and encourages student responsibility as they make decisions. Something neat about problem-solving learning is that the assessment is not separate from the instruction. Rather, while the teacher is instructing, he or she is also assessing. However, there are some disadvantages. Three of them is that it's costly, both in the long term and short term. It's demanding on staff time, and it is challenging to implement with a large class of students. The last area that we looked at today was WebQuest. A WebQuest is inquiry-oriented and implements information from the web. There are seven parts to a WebQuest: the introduction, the task section, the process section, resource, evaluation, conclusion, and the teacher page. While researching on the web, I found two resources that might be helpful when trying to find out more about WebQuest, and that's questgarden.com and webquest.org. Something neat about webquest.org is that it offers a page that talks about all the different sources of copyright-friendly material that can be used on your WebQuest. And the URL for that is webquest.org/freemedia.php. So that's it for today. We hope that you were able to learn some things, and until next time,
peace out.